Welcome to the Montreal Media Co-op's latest segment on CKUT, this week at a special time on the Wednesday Morning After Show. It's Wednesday, August 10th, and I'm your host, Natasha Lipney. On today's show, grassroots groups have taken advantage of Montreal's sunshine and heat this summer to move their activities out of doors. We will speak with the president of the Fédération étudiante collégiale du Québec about the weekends he has spent camping outside the Minister of Education's office in protest over rising tuition fees. But before we talk tenting, let's talk sailing. First on our show this morning is a Quebec association that helps put wind in the sails of disabled water sport enthusiasts. The last weekend of July saw the 11th edition of the Quebec Able Sail Regatta. 25 competitors from Canada and the United States took to the water in a three-day event that caters to sailors with physical and sensory disabilities. The regatta was hosted at the Pointe Claire Yacht Club in a joint effort with the Canadian Paralympic Committee and the Quebec Adapted Sailing Association. This annual race is now the most popular of its kind in Canada. Joining us now in the studio is a member of the Sailing Association, Matt Pilardi. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Natasha.
So tell us a bit about the Quebec Adapted Sailing Association and who exactly it caters to.
Well, we are a sailing program that's run out of the Pointe Claire Yacht Club. We have, we run 7 days a week all summer long, and we cater to people with physical and sensory disabilities. So we will have people with any kind of disability you've heard of before, anything from spinal cord injuries to cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis. We cater to over 100 members that use our services, and we take them out sailing all summer long. And then this past weekend, we had our special event, the Coupe du Québec, where we hosted participants from far and wide.
And the Able Sail Regatta, which you're talking about, how exactly did it get started?
We have been hosting this now. I guess this is our 11th or 12th edition. So it's been going on for many years. And I think it just started because we wanted to be able to host other people because we have a very successful program in Montreal. And we wanted to invite others from other areas and spread the bug of accessible sailing to try to get more programs happening in the general area.
Okay, great. And could you explain to listeners some of the specially designed boats and equipment that allow disabled people to sail?
Absolutely. So the boat that we sail is a boat that is made specifically for sailors with disabilities. It's called a Martin 16. It's a 16-foot sailboat that cannot tip over. It has a 300-pound keel underneath, so as soon as the wind starts blowing it over, that weight will bring it back flat. In addition to that, all the controls that you need are right in front of you within arm's reach, so you never have to be able to move or transfer around the boat as you may in another type of sailboat. And then in addition to that, for sailors who don't have enough strength or dexterity in their hands or arms, we actually have joysticks, like you might see on a power wheelchair. And with that, you can control the sailboat. So you can steer side to side, and you can go forwards and backwards to pull the sails in and out. And beyond that, there's some people that can't even control an electric joystick. So for those sailors, we have a sip and puff system. So there's two straws that'll come to their mouth. And with one straw, if you breathe in, it'll turn the boat one way. And if you breathe out, it'll turn the boat the other way. And there's another straw that'll do the same for the sails. So we can have sailors that are complete quadriplegics going out and race against everybody else on a level playing field.
Excellent. And I heard you introduced a new Paralympic class boat this year to the race?
That is correct. This year we got a grant from the Canadian Paralympic Committee, which allowed us to buy a 2.4-meter sailboat. So this sailboat almost looks like, if you may have seen the old America's Cup sailboats, just shrunk very, very small. And it is actually the Paralympic class boat where Canada got a gold medal in 2008, if you didn't know, in Beijing. And we acquired our first club boat this year at our program in Pointe Claire. So now we're giving people the opportunity to get into a more active and sporty boat if they want to pursue more high-performance sailing.
And aside from actually getting on the water, are there any other benefits to sailing for disabled people?
I think it's a huge benefit to a lot of people. A lot of us, if we want to be more active in our lifestyle, it's very easy to wake up any day and we can do anything we want. We can go for a walk, we can play any sport, you can play soccer, basketball, anything. But for people with disabilities, it's not always that easy. You can't always get out of your wheelchair and just throw yourself into any sport. But sailing is one that you can really take absolutely anybody and put them in a sailboat, and they can be in complete control and practice that sport, and they can even compete on a level playing field with fully able-bodied people. The water really is a great equalizer when you put everybody out there together.
And are there any special plans for the association for the next few months of sailing?
Well, our season is starting to come and wind down. We have about 3 weeks left in our regular program. All of the staff that work in the program are all students because we get a Service Canada grant to hire our staff. So we only have a few weeks left, but coming up soon is another big event, the Mobility Cup, which is another regatta similar to the one that we hosted, and it is in Hamilton this year, so we're going to be packing up and hitting the road to go to another event, too, soon.
Okay, well, good luck in that event, and thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
If you want more information about the Quebec Adapted Sailing Association or wish to become a member, you can visit their website at www.aqvaqc.com. While participants in the Quebec Able Sail Regatta were tackling the St. Lawrence's waves, members of the Fédération étudiante collégiale du Québec were using the river as a backdrop for their cause. Since May 20th, members of the Federation have set up camp every weekend across from 600 Fulham Street, the office of the Minister of Education, Sports and Recreation, and the target of their unusual demonstration. The group is protesting against the announcement made last year by the Minister of Finance that Quebec university tuition and college tuition would increase 75% over the next 5 years. At a rate of $325 per year, students are facing a total jump of $1,625 by 2017. Léo Bureau-Blouin is the president of the Federation, a conglomeration of student associations that for 20 years has defended the rights and interests of Quebec Cégep and university students. He is joining us now by telephone. Welcome, Léo.
Hi.
So could you describe for us the campsite and what a typical summer weekend has been like for you?
Yeah, well, we were protesting since about the 12 weekend, since May 27th, like you said. Well, we have a tent and a gazebo, and we arrive each Friday to protest against the recent tuition fees that have been announced by the Minister of Finance. And recently there were fireworks near the campsite, so we used that time to inform the population of the negative impact on university frequentation of massive tuition hike. We also distribute tracts. There's a subway station near the subway station Papineau, so we use that time to talk with people, but it's also a way to show to the Minister of Education that even if it's summer holidays, we are still protesting, because when you increase tuition fees so much, there is a drop in students who come from poor neighborhoods or from students who come whose parents didn't go to university, and that's what happened in the rest of Canada, and we don't want it to happen in the rest of Quebec, here in Quebec, so that's why we are protesting, and we are using all these weekends to show the population, Quebec's population, that we will not let it pass.
And why did you choose this campsite as the way that you would protest this hike in tuition?
Because we were looking for an unusual way to show our opposition to a tuition hike. Usually we are doing protests like in autumn or in winter, but in summer, it's pretty unusual that students are protesting. And our campsite is also showing the precarity of student situation. As an example, the average salary of a university student is $13,000, and 60% of university are accumulating a student debt of $15,000 at the end of their baccalaureate. So it's a huge debt, and it's really a fragile situation. So our campsite is also illustrating the university students' situation.
All right. And what has been people's reaction to your campsite, the people who come to visit you or those who are just passing by?
Yeah, a lot of persons are showing their support to us. There are people from all age that come to tell us that they are proud to see that the youth are still protesting, that the youth still want Quebec's education to be affordable for everyone. There's a lot of people who just pass by to ask us what we are doing. So we are really happy of the reaction of Quebec's population, and we hope that people will continue to show their support to the student cause when the class are going to start next semester.
Do you feel that you've made any progress this summer?
Yeah, well, I think that our campsite showed the Minister of Education and showed Quebec's population that we won't let pass the tuition hike, like I said, and it also has been an occasion to talk with people and to show the negative impact of tuition fees increasing the rest of Canada. As an example, I was talking with people recently from the Guelph University, and in that university, Ontario, between the 1980s and the 1990s, there have been huge tuition hike. And in 1980, 40% of Guelph University student population was composed of students who came from poor neighborhood. And 10 years later, after the massive tuition hike, only 20% of the university student population came from poor neighborhood. So I think that it really illustrates the negative impact of such a massive tuition hike, and I don't think that we want the same thing to happen in McGill University or in the rest of Quebec's university. So it has been an occasion to talk with people from all around Canada, too.
Right. And starting on Friday, you and other Federation members will be at the campsite 24/7. What exactly do you have planned for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the last week, we were only in the camp during the weekend because the students are working during the week. But for the last week of our campsite, we really want to show that we are preparing for the class that are going to start in Cégep August 22. So we'll be there, like you said, 24/7 to talk also with the workers of the Ministry of Education. We are going to distribute tracts to them, explaining what we are doing there. The Minister of Education is also going to come back from holiday, so maybe we'll meet her, we hope. And from Friday, we're going to hold a congress with Cégep students and university students, where we are going to adopt an action plan for the next month, which is going to include huge protests around in November. And also, we are going to announce that next week a lot of public personality, politicians, union leader are going to show their support to students during the next days.
Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure to speak with you, Leo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. To find out more about the Fédération étudiante collégiale du Québec's fight against rising tuition fees, head down to 600 Fulham Street by the Jacques Cartier Bridge this weekend. And don't forget, our website is also updated daily with local, independent, grassroots coverage. If you'd like your event or issue covered by one of our reporters, don't hesitate to post it on our events or discussions board at montreal.mediacoop.ca. Expect our show to be back in its usual time slot on CKUT's Off the Hour at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, August 23rd. This has been Natasha Lipney for the Montreal Media Co-op.